Hi, my name is John Burrell-Levine. I am an architect in IT support services at Microsoft. My primary focus is on first point of entry solutions leveraging Skype for Business, formerly known as Microsoft Link, and related technologies. Microsoft IT, like many other companies' IT departments, is rethinking and redefining our user support methods in order to align with the speed of business and greater user expectations driven by their personal experiences. In my role, I have the privilege of interacting with some of Microsoft's partners and customers. One common topic of interest is around leveraging the capabilities of Skype for Business in support and in their contact centers. Today, I will discuss how Microsoft IT is leveraging Skype for Business to bring support to our users. 18 months ago, I stood here and introduced you to IT Link, a support solution leveraging the native capabilities of what was Microsoft Link. The purpose was singular, to give time back. We did it by reducing the time users spent in the interactive voice response system, by providing relevant self-help content as early as possible, and by sharing known issues in the environment. I showed you a tile-based UI and a natural language engine in the instant messaging window. With the initial implementation, we handled over 90,000 unique sessions. Since then, we've built an enterprise contact center chat solution, we've implemented personas, we've migrated pieces to Azure, we've started leveraging Bing, and we've built integration with Unified Communications Web API, or UCWA, and the Skype for Business Web SDK. Since implementing the live agent chat functionality in October, we have handled 30,000 chats in addition to 33,000 natural language or bot chats. Today at Microsoft, we leverage this solution to provide multimodal enterprise contact center capabilities for end users and agents. Let's spend a few minutes looking at some of these pieces we have put in place to enable the future. Here at Microsoft, we had what I call the post-it note problem. Our sales team had numerous applications with different support methods. They literally had post-it notes on their monitors with different contact information. In close partnership with sellers, we implemented a solution to consolidate all their applications and support options into a single location. As a user at Microsoft in the sales force, I go ahead and select internal applications, and then I select tools for sellers. And I'm presented with all of the different applications that I use to do my job. And as I drill down through those applications, I'm presented with the support options. What's great about this and what's really impactful is we've solved that post-it note problem. We've consolidated everything down for a seller based on their persona. Now, no matter where the user is, getting to the right support team is as simple as navigating the tree or identifying their role to the bot. Another one of the additions in the past year was the enablement of an enterprise chat solution. I'm going to show you how users and agents interact in that chat system. Users at Microsoft can get chat support in a number of ways. They can drill down through the tile system and select chat as their support option. This will put them directly into the queue. They can also use the natural language capabilities within IT Link. For this demo, I'm going to show you the natural language capabilities. As a user, you go ahead and type hi or hello in the system, and I hear back from the bot. And I can have a dialogue with the bot and try to help me out with an issue, get me to some self-help articles, and ask some questions back and forth. And what you'll see here is, as a user, I'm having a very natural interaction with the bot. I have typos involved. I'm talking as if I was talking to a real person. And the bot's going to provide me those answers, and eventually I'll get through and I'll start a chat by simply typing the word chat within the IM window. What's happening in the background is all of this information is being recorded in our SQL server. And this enables us afterward to go back and do a lot of analytics on words that people say that we didn't quite pick up, the way in which people phrase different things. So what you can see on the screen is the user was entered into the chat queue. Now I've switched over here to be a chat agent. And as the chat agent, what I see on the screen right now is a tile that represents that end user. And you'll notice the tile is orange. And that represents a level of frustration that the user has. And if you remember last time, I talked about the frustrometer in my first video. While the information is being pulled up for the agent, what the user sees is a welcome message that indicates they've been picked up by a chat agent. The user and the agent will now have their entire chat dialogue within the context of this Link IM window. This is really, really beneficial for users because they're already used to using Link. While the user provides a little bit more information, the agent is able to look on the right side of the screen and see the conversation the user had with the bot. The agent's also able to look at the frustrometer, notice the wait time in the queue, and try to get an idea of what it is that the user didn't have a great experience with so that the agent can take that into account. And now they can move on to actually troubleshooting and resolving the problem. What you can see is the agent asking the user to go ahead and reboot his machine. And the reason I'm showing you this is because we enable it for the user and the agent to get reconnected again. And the user doesn't need to provide any additional information. The agent will have all of the context right there in front of them. So the agent's going to go ahead and pause the chat. The user is going to go ahead and take the activity they need to take. And you'll see them come right back together in a moment. As the user starts back up, reconnects in with the system, they're connected back to the same agent. And the agent has never left the screen they were on. Now that the user and the agent have wrapped up the troubleshooting and resolution of this issue, the user actually has a few more questions. Well, the great thing about this solution is that the agent can now contact the user via a completely different modality. If you remember, the user indicated that he had to leave to go to a meeting. So right from within the portal, the agent can go ahead and place a Link call, which the user can answer on their mobile device in the Link client. They can continue their conversation, and when the user gets to the other end, they can actually switch back over to chat, or they can continue in voice, or they could even switch to a voice conversation on the user's laptop. The solution, though, is not limited to only the native Link client. Let me take another quick moment to show you a browser-based implementation. The user is going to type the name of the product or select it from the drop-down list. Then they're going to pick a contact reason, and they're going to go ahead and start a chat. And their entire chat experience is going to take place within this browser embedded. And as I said, for the agent, there's no difference. Everything that you saw before is exactly the same. What's great is that entitlement, context, and history all combine to provide the agent relevant information right up front. And modality transfer gives the user flexibility. Okay, you heard about the past, you witnessed the present, but now let's look into the future. A fundamental premise of unified communications is communications-enabled business processes. By embedding communication capabilities into processes, you can deliver greater context, reduce latency, and extend the reach of business processes to take advantage of mobile users. In our world, we believe support needs to be embedded within business process. It's what we call an embedded support experience. We believe that support must not be a destination. And by embedding Skype for Business capabilities into business process, users are able to get support where they are and how and when they want it, irrespective of device or platform. Let me walk you through a current scenario in our environment and show you how it changes in an embedded experience. Today, if a user needs to get support from within a website, they must click a link and follow the subsequent steps or process to get into support. Tomorrow, the experience will look like this. When the user clicks on the link, they're presented the capability to have a conversation with a bot or a conversation with a live agent via instant messaging, audio, or video directly in their browser. This embedded experience enables tons of scenarios that align to our fundamental premise of giving time back to end users. What I'm going to show you now is a really cool demo leveraging the Skype for Business Web SDK. What you see on the screen is a bank's website. And for the purpose of this demo, I'm going to log in as Bonnie. When Bonnie enters her password, signs into the site, she's going to be presented with her dashboard. And on her dashboard, she'll see her stock tickers, she'll see upcoming events that she might want to join, and she'll see her financial advisor, who's currently logged in to Link. Bonnie, in order to get support from Daniel on an issue that she's having, can go ahead and click the video button. When she clicks the video button, she's going to be connected directly to Daniel, and she's going to have a video call embedded within her browser. Oh, hello, Daniel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hoping you can help me out with something today. I'm having a hard time figuring out where I go to add a stock to my dashboard.
Yeah, certainly I can help you out with that.
What do
can
I need?
You share your desktop with me?
Yeah, I guess I hit the plus here and then do desktop sharing.
That's correct.
Perfect. It says that it's connecting to you, and I guess I should take my hand away now.
Yep, and as soon as it's connected, I can take control. There we go. And in order to add that stock, you go right here to the plus, simply click it, enter the stock symbol of your choosing, and hit enter. And there you go.
It's pretty cool to be able to bring support to the user. No more trying to multitask and remember error messages or capture screenshots on single screen devices like your phone. Now it's all about swipe up or swipe over. It's about providing rich experiences across devices and platforms. It's really easy to see this capability in a browser, but the power of Skype for Business allows this capability to exist in a variety of other scenarios, from support kiosks to Office 365 applications. At Microsoft, we see the user's support experience starting from the moment the issue is experienced and not ending until the moment it is mitigated or resolved. And along that journey, the user goes from self-help to contacting support to providing information, then through the troubleshooting phase and onto resolution. IT Link gives time back and improves that experience along the way by providing relevant self-help articles to end users, by aggregating available support options in one place, by delivering metadata and context seamlessly to agents. Skype for Business drives those scenarios. IT Link drives that experience. If you're interested in more information about the great things Skype for Business can do for you, here's a couple of online resources that you might find helpful. I really want to thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.